Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Virginia Tech could be triple trouble at quarterback for Carolina. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The only silver lining of a COVID outbreak on a football team is the coach must use whichever players are healthy and in the process could wind up building depth for when the infected return. The Tar Heels may be facing that situation Saturday with the Hokies, who have won their first two games with more than 20 players in each quarantined and out of action. It turned out pretty well for coach Justin Fuente, whose team could be all healthy for UNC. Not only will it possess an awesome running game behind Kansas transfer Khalil Herbert, who is averaging 12-plus yards a carry. Running that awesome offense could be any of three guys, all with different experience and talent. As a redshirt sophomore last season, Herndon Hooker took over early in the schedule and threw for 1,555 yards and 13 touchdowns with only two interceptions. He was designated by Fuente as the returning starter until Hooker tested positive for COVID before the first game, which had to be postponed against NC State. Senior Braxton Burmeister took over and directed a lethal run-pass option attack in the home win over the Wolfpack and road victory at Duke. Hooker has been cleared to play, but Fuente is being cagey with not naming his starter, a tactic that a lot of coaches are using to keep opponents COVID-confused until Saturday morning. And the Hokies have a third option at quarterback, a third stringer who is quite familiar to Mack Brown's team. In the Tar Heels' 6-overtime loss last year in Blacksburg, Quincy Patterson played most of the overtime, and the junior, built like a tight end, was tough to stop and scored the winning 2-point conversion in the 6th extra period. So who will play quarterback in Keenan Stadium, and how many faces will the Hokies have who have not been seen on tape this season by Brown and his staff? It's one of many problems facing Carolina, which is due to beat Virginia Tech after heartbreaking losses the last 2 years. But this season, the pandemic has turned the law of averages upside down. This is Archansky. See ya.